We visited Disney World this past summer. Along with the excitement of heat, humidity, long lines, and high prices, I had the adventure of visiting the Tower of Terror. This ride simulates an earthquake as expected while riding in a hotel elevator. It was everything but uplifting. A few years ago, I visited the Tower of London in England. A fortress on the River Thames, this bastion has served in historic times as everything from a palace to a prison. We saw the crown jewels, and as a reminder to those who might try to steal them, many ancient instruments of execution and torture. I've never moved from exhilaration to excruciation so quickly. I mumbled, "God save the Queen," and hastily departed. I've also visited the Eiffel Tower in Paris, a 984-foot-high tower of iron framework built for the International Exposition of 1889. Demonstrating my linguistic skills and cultural awareness while gazing at this incredible accomplishment, I shouted to those with me, "Vive la France, birthplace of the French fry!" The following story offers an interesting assessment of an infamous tower in the Bible, Babel. An eminent architect was under cross-examination at a trial concerning a building he had designed. One of the prosecutors, attempting to distract the man during his testimony, asked, "Are you a builder?" Immediately, the witness replied, "No, sir, I am an architect." "But they are much the same, aren't they?" the prosecutor added. "I beg your pardon, sir, but in my opinion, they are totally different." "Oh, indeed. Perhaps you will explain the difference." To this, the witness responded, "An architect, sir, conceives the design, prepares the plan, draws all to specifications, and in short, supplies the mind. The builder is merely the bricklayer or the carpenter. The builder is the machine, the architect, the power that puts it together and sets it going." "Oh, very well, Mr. Architect, that will do. And now, after your very ingenious distinction between the two, perhaps you can inform the court, who was the architect of the Tower of Babel?" The witness promptly responded, "There was no architect, sir, only builders. That's why there was so much confusion." This is not totally accurate, of course, but it's an interesting and humorous observation. Another tower in the scriptures is known not for its terror, jewels, pride, or confusion, but as a place of strength and safety. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is safe. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. Psalm 61, verse 3 calls our God a tower of strength against the enemy. This chapter is about the protection available to us through intercession. One of the meanings of the Hebrew word for intercession, pagah, is boundary or border. Consistent with the definition to meet, it is the point at which two territories meet or connect. Hence, a boundary, or, as the Spirit-filled Bible says, the extent to which a boundary reaches, pagah is used repeatedly this way in Joshua chapter 19. In the context of intercessory prayer, pagah is the establishing of boundaries or walls of protection and the marking of a territory as one's own, declaring, "I will not permit intruders or interlopers." I love Psalm 91, verses 1 through 4 from The Message. "You who sit down in the high God's presence, spend the night in Shaddai's shadow, say this, God, you're my refuge. I trust in you and I'm safe." That's right. He rescues you from hidden traps, shields you from deadly hazards. His huge outstretched arms protect you.